This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
You're here with Jacob and Clay Cassidaly, and we've got someone on the line, don't we, Clay?
It's a Bundjalung Falcon.
It is a Bundjalung Falcon. Sorry, Bundjalung Falcon, how you going?
Look, I'm going very well, Jacob, and g'day, Clay. And to get a nickname like that from the Batuta Advocate boys is a bit of a thrill.
Yeah.
You've made it when the Batuta boys talk about you.
Yeah.
That's for sure. What was the other one the other night? It's like the upset from losing the grand final. Rabbitohs, you know, was all made better by you winning that aria the other night. Uncle Troy.
Yeah, so we're on the line with Uncle Troy Cassidaly. You know what I mean? Or as I call him, my second bank. I'll be hitting you up for loan now that you got that aria, yes.
Oh, I tell you what, it was pretty amazing thrill to get that the other night, and like I said to Clay, it was the weirdest place to get the read through, because I was watching Brooke Boney do such a great job down there on Channel 9, and they were doing the readouts of all the different awards, and I was waiting for Clay's mum at the hospital that she had to get a little MRI on something she's checking up on, and here I am sitting by myself, Jacob, in the waiting room watching my phone. Going, well, I'll see how I go, because the finalist country album came up for the arias. And and when it came up that I won, I started to have a little bit of a sook. The bloke beside me tapped me on the back and he goes, "Hey, mate, are you all right?" And I said, yeah, brother, I just got some good news.
Now, I have to ask you, did you have a sook when your son was born, or is this just something that happens with aria wins?
No, I did have a sook when he was born.
Okay, that's
I
mean, good. That's good to know. Okay, that's good to know.
It's the sort of thing, I suppose, it's a bit of a rite of passage for fathers, I suppose. I remember he was our first baby, and we just really, really were looking forward to meeting him, because, you know, he was hanging around in his mother's belly there for that long. Yeah. And then it was just like this incredible Christmas present when he was born. And I said to Laurel, I said, "I can't believe we're a little jarjum, you know, just one we've got together." Yeah. And that's where life really starts in a marriage, I reckon, is when you start to have kids.
Well, I'll tell you, when I met Clay, I thought the same thing. Here's my little jarjum.
How old are you? You're born in 98. You're born the same year as me.
But
I'm older than you.
No, but you have to understand, I give off real uncle vibes, all right?
Yeah,
I'm a very caring.
I think we're both old souls, but it's not about us.
No,
it's about the Brisbane Blacks Live.
Brisbane Blacks Live.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, isn't this going to be an incredible show? And look, I mean, you know, the first thing I wanted to do, because my mum is obviously an elder down home at Grafton too, the first thing when we got asked if we were going to get vaccinated, I said, yeah, of course, I'm going to go and get everything I can to protect my mum and protect all the elders that I'm going to catch up with when I go home. And, you know, I think it's really, really important to talk about it. It's also important to bring some Murray Woori music together for people to see. And I wanted to explain to everyone too. Everyone's saying, "Oh, Brisbane Blacks, you know, must be only for Woori people." And I said, "No, it's for everyone."
Well, they invited me. I'm going.
Yeah. No, I said, everyone's got to come along. It's a one fire policy in my family. And and Clay knows that if people walk past our fire and they want to sit with us, they're welcome to, you know. And I think that's what life's all about these days. So we're really encouraging people to go and register for a ticket. It's a free show. And we've got, I tell you, Jacob, I've gone to some trouble with this band. I've got Michelle Rose to play steel guitar on one side of me, and Vaughn Jones to play keyboards on the other. So it's going to be a really beautiful country band. Doug Gallagher on the drums and Gus Fenwick on the bass. And we are going to have a really, really good time and play a lot of the old songs people know you for. Barroom Roses in there and Trains and things. So it's going to be fun.
And it's going to be such a great mix of not only your classic stuff, but also some of the new artists coming out. So are there any bands or artists that you're particularly excited for coming next Saturday?
I actually call them the Ready Bays, but they're called the Betty Rays. but I'm hanging to see them. I believe they're great live too. And it's just going to be, I mean, look, for me, the song Brisbane Blacks is one of the most iconic Indigenous songs of our country. And to hear Uncle Mop and the people get there and actually do that version is something that I'm looking forward to watching. I'll be sitting back in the crowd, probably shedding a little tear when I hear that too, because my Uncle Buddy used to play that to me when we were little fellas. And I absolutely love the song. So all power to 98.9.
Well, I'm going to take that as... as a request then.
Let's, please do.
Absolutely.
Please
well, Sir Bundjalung Falcon, Uncle Troy, National Bank of Cassadaly, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Let's get into some luck. Bank. You don't, I'm the gatekeeper.
Hey, look, I'm a part of the family. He just said one fire policy, one bank policy too. Let's get into it.
One fire, one credit card. Look out.